We are thrilled to be here. The reason is because it's a house of God. That's the best place to be. Years ago, I heard somebody say they'd rather be in church than in the jailhouse. I said, any fool would do that. I'm just glad to be saved and in the house of God. Aren't you?
It's wonderful to see everyone here tonight and to feel the precious, wonderful Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking here a while back and it was back when I first got saved, just a young teenager. And a missionary came to our church, and he had been to the Philippines. And when he was there at the Philippines, well, he took some slides, and he was showing us those slides. And he showed how that the people there, many of them, didn't think that they could be saved unless they went through the crucifixion just like Jesus did. They'd have to be beaten. They'd have to be nailed to a cross, carry a cross. And that was the only way they thought they could make heaven. And that just broke my heart. And I thought, Lord, you've got to send somebody to the Philippines to tell them about salvation. And I just began to say, Lord, send me to the Philippines. I want to go and tell them about salvation. Well, time passed, and finally I was getting older, and then I got married, and then had children, and we evangelized, and we pastored, and all of these different things, and I still hadn't gone to the Philippines. But in my heart, I was still saying, oh God, let me go to the Philippines. And I still had that burden. Lord, I want to go. But years passed by, and I didn't get to go. So finally, one year up at Export, Pennsylvania, there at the Bible school, well, Brother and Sister Lyle Berg had graduated that year from the Bible school, and they announced they were going to go to the Philippines. And I thought, oh, thank you, Lord. You're finally sending someone there to take the message. Well, it was still, that was them going. It wasn't me. And so it was, just a few years later then, Brother and Sister Berg wrote and said, we would love for you to come over to the Philippines and be with us for a while. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. And so the Lord helped me, and I was able to purchase my ticket and get everything all ready. And would you believe, that was back when Ronald Reagan was the president. And the Philippines was just being turned upside down, and they were running Mr. Marcos out. You know, he was their ruler or president, and he was being run out of the country. And Mr. Reagan said, no more Americans can go to the Philippines at this time. And, oh, my heart sank. I thought, Lord, I've already got my ticket. But I had to wait. And so the day before I was supposed to leave, Mr. Reagan come on the radio and said, it's now open. The Americans can go to the Philippines. And I got to go. All those years I had waited and I had waited. And when I got there and we went into Lawag City, there was some of the church people there to greet me. And they came up to me and they said, you must really love us to come over at a time like this. And when they said that, it was just like the Lord was saying, see, I wasn't telling you that you couldn't go or that I wasn't going to send you, but there had to be a special time. Tonight, some of you may have really been praying for something. And you've prayed and you've prayed and you've thought, Lord, don't you hear me? I've prayed and I've prayed for this situation. Are you ever going to answer? Are you telling me no? And in your heart, you may really be wondering, will it ever come to pass? But keep praying. And at God's time, at God's time, hallelujah. So tonight, be encouraged and be strengthened tonight. I don't know what it is, but whatever it may be in there, just hold on to that promise. Oh, Satan, he would love to see me fall. He loves it when my back's against the wall. When it seems I'm about to slip again, Jesus reaches out his hand. And I've got no reason to quit. Oh, I've got no reason to quit. But a thousand reasons why I should go on. When I get low and sometimes fail, I'm not proud of it. Oh, I've got no reason to quit. There's been times I didn't have a dollar or a dime. I prayed, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Then he said, child, why do you fret? You know I've never failed you yet. And I've got no reason to quit. Oh, I've got no reason to quit. But a thousand reasons why I must go on. When I get low and sometimes fail, I'm not proud of it. Oh, but I've got no reason to quit. When I was young, my body suffered pain. So sick with fever, I didn't even know my name. My daddy prayed, Lord, heal my child. Then he got up with a great big smile. I've got no reason to quit. I've got no reason to quit, but a thousand reasons why I must go on. When I get low and sometimes fail, I'm not proud of it. Oh, but I've got no reason. Raise your hands and worship him.
I don't think there's any of us been through life very long serving God, but what you haven't had some troubles. Has anybody here ever had any troubles? Well, if you haven't been saved very long, you may not, but you will. But I want to tell you, I have not found any place to quit or to stop or to slow down or to back up. Amen. Every reason we have is to go on. Praise God. I appreciate the word of God. And I don't know. I appreciate your pastor here, Brother Andrew Smith. Blessing to us and to our church at home. And I'm grateful that he invited us to come back. And I appreciate the invitation. And I don't know what God has in store for this week, but I'm expecting something unusual. Praise God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I don't know. I know some of you folks, and some of you I don't. And I don't know what your need is, but God does. And I don't know, maybe there's been some point in time in your life when you've been closer to God than what you are now. If there is, let's get it fixed. Amen. And maybe you realize where you are and you want to be better. And I remember years ago hearing somebody say, you cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. You got to get up. You get that? Amen. Well, I had a man in my church. He's been deceased now for years, but he was a dear friend to me. He said, if you can't remember it, write it down. So if you can't remember that, just write it down. You cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. So, I don't know. I feel a little strange tonight by what the Lord has laid on my heart for this service. But here we go. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 4. Amen. And then we want to go to Hosea chapter 10. Praise God. I don't know if there's anybody that's, especially preachers, but what you've had some stumbling blocks come your way. Now, you had just had to learn to get up and get on with it. Amen. Chapter 4 of Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 3. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among the thorns. Amen. I'm an old country boy. For a good while of my life, I was raised on a farm. Fallow ground means that ground that's idle. It's been uncultivated, unproductive, untilled. Hello? You see, not only were the Jews commanded to break up the fallow ground of their hearts, but to take away the thorns growing in the place of good seed. Amen. So to be ready to receive the word of God. Let's go to Hosea chapter 10. Amen. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to what? It is time to seek the Lord. How long? How long are we to seek the Lord? Till what? Till he come and do what? And rain righteousness upon us. Praise God. You may be seated. And trust the Lord will help us tonight from these two verses of scripture in particular. Amen. We must make ourselves willing to receive the word of God and to obey it, or seeking him is not going to benefit you one ounce if you're not going to obey him. Amen. How long are we to seek the Lord? Till he comes. The Lord help me tonight for the next 2.5 hours, more or less. Amen. I want to talk to you about miracles follow the plow. Miracles follow the plow. Praise God. In the verses that I've read to you tonight, there are two kinds. I want to just take my time starting tonight. It'll be all right. There are two kinds of ground. There's the fallow ground. That's the uncultivated, hard. And then there's the ground that's been broken up by the plow. Amen. I think, being an old country boy that I am, the fallow field is smug, contented, protected from the shock of the plow and the agitation of the harrow. You don't ever hear anybody talk about a harrow anymore, but I'm an old country boy. Amen. As this ground lies year after year, and it becomes a familiar landmark for the old blue jay and the crows. Amen. And thorns and thistles are growing up. Amen. If that field could talk, help me here now. Amen. It would take a lot of satisfaction in its reputation. I've been this way a long time. Help me here. Amen. Nature has adopted to it. And it can be counted on to remain the same as it's always been the same, while other fields change from brown to green and brown and green and produce a harvest. This fallow field stays the same. Help me now. Amen. I don't know what you're going to do with my preaching tonight. Probably you deserve better than what you're going to get. Amen. But I want to tell you, we got everything in American church world that we need to have church. We got music. Come on here. We got singers. Amen. Come on. Y'all still here? We got beautiful buildings. Amen. But I want to tell you, until we get broken up in our heart and our spirit, amen, that church building is worthless. Our singing is worthless. Our music, amen, is worthless without being a touch of God to be broken up. Praise God. I'm feeling better myself. Hallelujah. I'm a holiness preacher from the longest hair on my head. Amen. I ain't got many left, to the longest toenail on my foot. And I got a long toenail, Brother Lucas. Praise God. I'm wholeness inside out. Amen. Any way you want to look at it. But I want to say something here. Amen. Hardness and meanness is not holiness. Somebody say amen. Don't fall out with me, but I got some things on my heart I want the Lord to help me with tonight. Amen. I love good preaching. I love good holiness preaching. Amen. And I've got preacher friends of mine through the years that I've known that when they got through preaching, amen, they was mad as hornet's nest. Amen. Nobody didn't pray. Amen. They had a mean spirit about them. Come on here. What they said was good, But it was in the wrong attitude and the wrong spirit. Until we get broken up ourselves down inside and say, oh God, take me, break me up, make me over. Praise God. Amen. God will not use you until you are willing to be broken. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Help me here now. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this. Amen. We must become willing to be broken before God can use our lives. Amen. Come on here. Somebody say amen now. Come on, talk to me, church. We must be willing to be broken, and our spirit broken, our attitudes broken, our hearts broken. Amen. As the loaves and the fishes. Come on here. Amen. They were wonderful in that boy's lunchbox. Amen. But it could not be a blessing to nobody else until it got in the master's hands and he broke it up. Woo! And then he blessed it. And when you get broken before God at an altar of prayer, there'll be something inside of you that says, oh God, I need you. I want you. I've got to have you more than anything else in life. Amen. Psalm said, 51, a broken and a contrite spirit. Come on here. He'll not despise. Praise God, Psalms 34 and 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken spirit. Woo! Help me here. Amen. Y'all still with me? Amen. I want to tell you, we've got to have a revival. Amen. Our wholeness movement needs a revival. Our Pentecostal movement needs a revival. But there's got to be a breaking up of the individual's heart. Amen. To where we can say, Lord, amen, use me. Take me. Mold me. Amen. Come on here. Hallelujah. When, great God, I'm feeling better. When that prodigal son left home, he said, give me. That's the way a lot of folks are in church today. Give me. Amen. But when he got broke up and come back home, amen, come on here. He said, make me as one of the hired servants. Hey, hey, hey. May the Holy Ghost come. Amen. In Mount Zion until we are broken up before God and we can say, God, use me. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, whoo, help me, Lord. Some years ago now, I had a dear preacher. He was a young preacher then. He's older now. He, matter of fact, he's grandpa now. But he was a young pastor at that time. And, oh, help me, God. I'm in trouble here tonight. He called me one day on the phone. He lives in a way yonder out west somewhere, and I ain't gonna tell you where, and you don't need to know his name. Praise God. But he called me one day and he said, Brother Savage, amen. He said, I know you're a holiness preacher. Amen. And he said, come on, stay with me here. Amen. He said, I've been running with a crowd. Amen. And they're good men, but they're mean spirited. And that spirit's got off on me. And I find myself preaching, amen, very harshly to my congregation. He said, how can I stop that? Praise God. Woo! Help me here. I said, I can tell you because I was there one time. Amen. I said, preach Jesus Christ and the cross of Calvary for 30 days and nothing else. Praise God. And I want to tell you, come on here. Amen. When you get through preaching Jesus and Him crucified, amen, 30 days, your convictions will become stronger, but your spirit will be broken. Amen. And you can minister to people's hearts. Woo! We need a broken congregation today. Let me talk to you a few minutes. This fallowed field, this undisturbed field, a picture of sleepy contentment. Help me here. Never does it see the miracle of growth. It just stays brown. Thorns and thistles grows up. Amen. Doesn't know anything about the motions of life, nor the wonders of bursting seed. Amen. Nor the beauty of ripening grain. Never, because it is afraid of the plow. Don't disturb me, preacher. Woo! I'm feeling better now. Don't, amen, get where I'm living. Don't touch my pets. Amen. Don't come in that closet where nobody else is allowed. Amen. Amen. I'm still this same old fallowed, undisturbed ground. Somebody say amen. Contented. Amen. Once maybe bore fruit 20 years ago. Amen. Help me here. But now they come to church and sit there like a toad frog. Blowed up. Woo! Somebody say amen. Dry as corn shucks. Amen. Dead as last year's bird nest. Don't bother me, preacher. Amen. Come on here. Amen. He smiles when folks talk about revival. He smiles when people talk about fasting. Come on. He smiles when people talk about self-searching and heart-searching. Amen. And all the travail of fruit-bearing and the anguish of going forward for God. He's satisfied the way He is. Amen. The spirit of adventure is dead within him. He's fenced himself in and fenced God out. Amen. Don't let the Holy Ghost bother you. Come on. Y'all stay with me. Somebody say amen. But, woo, help me here. But in direct opposite of that is this cultivated field that's yielded itself to the plow. Somebody say amen. That protecting fence, amen, has been opened and admitted the plow of God's holy word. Amen. Come on. Come on here. The plow comes as plows always come. Practical. Amen. Businesslike and in a hurry. There's work to be done. There's a field to be broken up. There's a hardness that's got to be broken. I want to tell you, I feel like the Holy Ghost is going to give us a revival this week, and somebody's heart is going to be moved on. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I remember when I was a boy on the farm, amen, Papa Waddell, wasn't he kin to us? We just lived with him for several years on the farm. Amen. And this is long years ago. This is in the last century, in the 1900s. Amen. Now, you got to be old to remember some of these things I'm going to talk to you about. Amen. Papa Waddell was the first one that got an old farm all WD-9 diesel tractor. Praise God. Ooh, that thing was powerful. Hey man, you could set, come on here. You could set 6 or 8 plows. Breast on the back of that thing. Hey man, come on here. And sock them down to the hilt. Hey man, and pull a throttle on that tractor. Hey man, you hear those diesels rattling? Ooh, hit me here. And the first thing you know, sod started turning over. Hey man, and the great God, hit me here. Y'all listen to me now. Hey man, John Beats had a farm joining where we were. And John Beats come over to Papa Waddell one day and said, Mr. Waddell, I've got a front field out there that hasn't been plowed in 10 years. Got saplings growed up in it. Briars, help me here. Hey man, hey man, it hasn't produced anything in a long time. I wonder if you could come over to my place with that great big new tractor and break up the ground in my field. Praise God. Papa Waddell said I'll be over there tomorrow. Praise God. Amen. Hooked up them big old plows across the back of that thing. Amen. Went to John Beach's farm. And when he got to the, come on here, to the gate, hey man, the tractor and the plows was too wide, hey man, to get through the gate. If that had been some folks there to give up, old Cap, hey man, the farmhand said, Papa, what are we gonna do? We can't get in the field. Hey man, come on, somebody say amen. Papa Waddell said, Cap, hey man, you and the other hired hand, get a hold of that fence post and waddle it around until it gets loose. Hey man, and then pull it up. Come on, somebody say amen. Pull back the barbed wire. Hey man, we're going to plow this field. They did the same to the other side. They pulled the barbed wire fence back and the old machinery got in the field. I want to tell you, I feel like somebody here needs the Holy Ghost to pull up your fence post and pull the barbed wire back and say, Holy Ghost, come into my field. Until revival comes, something's got to get broke up. You can come to church every service, sit there goofy looking, like some of y'all are doing at me right now. Help me, Lord. And you can leave goofy looking, amen, just like you come. Or else you can say, Holy Ghost, I'll pull up the fence post. I'll pull back the barbed wire. Whatever I have to do, whatever I need to do, Holy Ghost, come into my field. Break up my hardness of my heart. I'm tired of being, come on here. I'm tired of being harsh. I'm tired of being mean. I want the Holy Ghost to do a new work in my life. Somebody say hallelujah. You cannot get broken up until you get in a place of communion and prayer with God alone. Exodus chapter 34. Oh God. This is dangerous preaching here tonight. Amen. Mount Sinai. Moses on top of Mount Sinai. Talking to God. Come on here. Face to face. Amen. Is anybody listening to me now? Amen. And the Bible said that when he came off of the mountain, his face shone. And was so bright that the children of Israel were afraid of him and would not come nigh. Come on here. Why did his face shine? Because he was in communion with God. He was in that secret place of the Most High. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. We got people in the church, amen, that 30 years ago they had an experience, but there's been a long time since they've been to Mount Sinai, and their attitude is hard, their spirit is hard. Amen. They criticize the preacher when he preaches. Woo! Amen. They don't like Sister Hoopindiddle to sing. Amen. Because they can do better. But I want to tell you, woo, am I doing all right here? Amen. You need to get the plow of repentance into your field. You are my friend. You all right? I don't care what your wife told me. When Moses was on the mountain, God talked with him. Huh? God took his own finger, took tablets of stone, and with God's own finger, he wrote the Ten Commandments inscribed in stone. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No wonder, great God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. No wonder Moses said, God, I want to see you. I want to see you in all of your glory. I've talked with you on the mountain. Hey man, you wrote the tablets of stone in my presence, but I want to see you in all of your power, in all of your glory. Great Lord. Hey, amen. But one day God said, amen, no man has seen my glory and lived, but I'll put you in the crevice of the rock. Praise God. Amen. And you get in that crevice and I'll pass by. And when I pass by, you'll see my afterglow. Hey. I'm here to tell you, amen, if you get in that holy presence, you too will say, oh God, I want to feel your power. When Moses came down off of Mount Sinai, he had to veil himself, his face. Come on here. So the children of Israel would come nigh and he could give them what thus saith the Lord. Huh? Why? Because he had been with him. Oh God, would you come by Mount Zion this week? Lord God, we need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh visitation of the Holy God of heaven in our midst this week. Somebody say amen. One writer that I read after, amen, said when Moses came off the mountain, his face not only shone, amen, but it was like streaks of lightning that came out of his countenance. Oh God. Somebody say amen. I'm liable to go 2.5 hours right now, I feel like. Praise God. I remember years ago, me and my wife, amen, was trying to start a work in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And we rented the old Juroy Theater building. Had a high stage, about twice the height of this one. Amen. Concrete walls. Amen. Down each side. That's been tore down and they rebuilt and went all through there now. It's no longer in existence. But in those days, I had a hunger for God. Come on here. Amen. Amen. We didn't have a fine car. Amen. We had one that barely run. And sometime had to push it. Help me here. Amen. We lived in the upstairs of that old Juroy Theater building in the office. what they called, used to be the office. Amen. Had a hot plate. Anybody here remember the old hot plates? Amen. Two burner hot plate. Electric. Amen. Help me here. That's all we had to cook on. Didn't have a shower or a bathtub. Just had a little, come on here, room there with a commode and a sink. And that's all we had to take a bath with. And we done that sponge type. Anybody ever done that? Yeah. Amen. And we didn't even have a decent bed to sleep on. Amen. We had one of those old-timey couches. Amen. That you could pick up the bottom part of it. Amen. And push it up and the back would fall down. And then, come on here. You'd have a bed big enough for two small people to sleep on. Amen. And one night, me and my wife would sleep on that. And the boys, which was very small, would sleep on the floor in a pallet. Amen. The next night we put them on the couch. Amen. And we slept on the floor. Concrete floor. Come on. But I had a hunger for God. I wanted to see God do something special. Amen. And that old Juro Theater building. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. I'd go downstairs after the wife put the boys to bed. And I'd walk back and forth across that building in front of that stage. Amen. To 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh God, do a mighty work in my own personal life. I can't help this people come on here until you've got a touch of God in my life. Somebody say amen. Hey. Hey man, don't fall out with me here. Please don't. But one night I got so hungry for God. I just wanted God. That's all. I just wanted a touch of God. Hey man, I got to praying and walking back and forth. And I got to praying, oh God, I want to see you. Come on here. Hey man, like Moses saw you. I want to be a friend like Abraham was a friend. Hey, hey, somebody say amen. Amen. And one night us, amen, walked up against that block wall and tears running down my cheeks. Amen. I said, God, I want to see you and feel your mighty presence. Hey, 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 hey. Brother Kinlaw, there was a presence that came down in that old vacant building. It was a holy presence like I had never witnessed before. Amen. And I tell you the truth, I'm honest here. I was afraid to turn around from that block wall. Amen. I was sure that that holy God was present in that place. Hey, hey, hey. Until we get a hunger like that for God, amen, we'll just be another congregation. Amen. Of church. Can you lift your hands and ask God to move for you? Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it's time to seek the Lord till He comes. I don't know what y'all going to do with this tonight. But I'm of the old school. And I don't apologize for it. Praise God. We used to have what we call personal convictions. Anybody understand that term? I said that to some young folks a little while ago. And they said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, it's because you've never been, amen, in that communion with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. Somebody said to me not long ago, said, if I can't find it in black and white, in the Bible that is wrong to do, I guess it's okay. But I want to tell you, there's more to it than that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Until you get in that closet of prayer, and there's nobody there but you and Him. And you come on here. You pull up the fence post out of your heart and say, Holy Ghost, come in this my soul. Search me out. See if there be any wicked ways in here. I want to be sure. Amen. I don't want to be lost. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Help me, Lord. Oh, God. How many give me 5 more minutes? Anybody over here give me 5 more minutes? That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Ah, I got plenty of time. Praise God. Before me and my wife were married, now I might get a little tight here tonight. Before me and my wife married, I was a preacher. I was a young preacher in the Pentecostal Holiness organization in Oklahoma at that time. Amen. And that was during the years when they just started as an organization to go the other way. I lost some of y'all right there. Amen. Amen. I was preaching a revival meeting. It's for me and my wife got married, and we've been married almost 59 years. So it was in the last century. Praise God. Amen. And I was preaching a revival meeting. This young Pentecostal holiness upstart of a preacher. Amen. In a country church in Enville, Oklahoma. I mean, y'all think this is out in the country? This is uptown, amen, in comparison to where Enville, Oklahoma was. I mean, it wasn't nothing there but the building, the church building. And it wasn't near as big as this congregation, probably half this size of a building. Amen. And I was preaching. Now, you got to, y'all, I know you can't figure this. I know you can't even visualize this. As a young preacher, amen, come on here. I had to pray through for it myself. Come on. Amen. In those days, I had a white linen suit. Help me here. Amen. Can y'all picture that? A white linen suit. I had a red pocket hanky. Real one. Wasn't one of those hypocrites. I had a red belt. Praise God. And a red necktie. That ain't all. I had white cowboy boots with gold eagles on the side. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Woo! I mean, I was cool stuff, I thought. Amen. But that ain't all. Amen. Oh, y'all laughing at me. Amen. Amen. I had a tie clasp with a red ruby in the middle of it. And I had cufflinks. Come on here. With big red, amen, ruby red cufflink stones in them. Amen. Come on here. I wasn't raised like that. Oh, help me, Lord. But I got to praying one day. Wasn't very many people coming to that church. Amen. Maybe 20, 25 folks. I got to praying one day. Amen. For God to draw me close to Him. I wanted to see a revival in Enville, Oklahoma. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost got to dealing with me. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Hello. Glory to God. Amen. We had a little old tiny, amen, pulpit. Not as big as that one hardly. Amen. And right, it was just room enough to stand behind that. And the wall. And then an old one before slack bench where the pastor and myself sat. Amen. Before he turned the service to me. I'm being the Holy Ghost here. Amen. His name was old brother Moore. He wasn't any kin to L.D. Moore. Amen. He was an old man, almost 80 years old at that time. Amen. When he left, amen, didn't have a tooth in his head. You could see his tonsils. Whew. Amen. But he's getting ready to turn the service to me one night to preach to that 25 or so people in the congregation. And the Holy Ghost thundered out of the heavenly world and right down in the middle of my soul. Amen. Come on here. Amen. It sounded like thunder to me. I thought everybody in the congregation probably heard it, but nobody did but me. And the Holy Ghost said, I want that. Come on here. He didn't have to say what that was. I knew what that was. Praise God. Somebody say amen. You see, I'd been praying, God, deal with me. Tug at my heart. Amen. Do a work in my soul, in my spirit. Amen. And wow, great God. While I was standing there, Brother Moore's getting ready to turn the service to me. Amen. Tears starting running down my cheeks, Brother Lucas. Amen. Hey. And God thundered again and said, I want that. I want that. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. And the third time the Spirit spake, I reached up and pulled the cufflinks off and the tie clasp. Come on here. Stuck them in my pocket. Amen. And the glory of God came in that place. Amen. It started falling the next night. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. 3 weeks later, we had to have 2 services a day to accommodate the crowd. People started getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, miracles will follow the proud.
I gotta close. Break up the fallow ground. If you don't like what you see in yourself, ask God to send the Holy Ghost, and He will do it. He'll tear you all to pieces. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's something moving in this congregation here tonight. I don't know, but I feel like that there's some precious hearts in this place tonight. Amen. That your spirit is harsh and you need to be broken before God. And you'll never get broken by just sitting there. Move me, preacher, if you can. I got news for you. I cannot move you. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost knows how. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Great lives often draw their inspiration and power and endurance from one particular experience with God in your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Moses in his latter years looked back and talked about that burning bush. And the Holy Ghost moved on him. And he pulled his shoes off. Somebody say amen. When God said, you're standing on holy ground. I'm not a fanatic tonight. Some folks may think I am. But some of y'all need to pull your spiritual shoes off. Because there's a hard soul on the bottom of them that needs to be set aflame in fire with a touch of God. Well, every head's bowed. Well, they come to the piano and a song. I don't know. I feel like tonight that there's 2 people in this congregation There's two people in this congregation that the Holy Ghost has dealt with your heart tonight in this service. And you are not where you ought to be with God. And you know you're not. And there's something pulling you, tugging you, pleading with you. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed in this congregation, I wonder if there's, how many hands can I see in this building tonight that'll say, "Preacher, oh, preacher, oh, preacher, I need God's help." God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. First night of revival. I don't know. First night of revival. First night. And you are in this building tonight. Listen. And the Spirit of God is walking this aisle. And he's come between these church pews. And his Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart. You need to get out of there and make yourself to this altar. God wants to use your life. God wants to use you in a special way. God bless you, sir. Somebody else in this congregation. God bless you. There's some young people in this crowd here tonight that the Holy Ghost wants to use your life. He's got a special work laid out for you to do. And he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to allow his Spirit to break up the fallow ground in your heart.
I want a servant's heart. I will gladly
Come on. Come on, young people. Come on, young ladies. Come on. Come on, sir.
Held captive. Get
the Holy
free.
Spirit is here.
Oh, God. Oh, not my will.
Oh God.
But thine.
Oh God.
Oh Lord.
God wants to use your life. He wants to make something special out of you.
Can make a servant's heart.
Oh God.
I want a servant.
Oh God, move around these altars. Dear God, break up the fallow ground in hearts. Let your precious presence.
Oh yes.
Oh, man.
precious name. Holy Ghost, walk around these altars. Touch these precious young ladies, God, until they know for sure and certain that your presence will be real to them in a special way. Oh, God, make precious young ladies full of the Holy Ghost power out of their life. Oh, God. Amen. He'll do a work for you. He'll do a work in your life. He'll make something special out of you that you never dreamed that God, by the Holy Spirit, could do. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, I pray. Let there be fruit bearing in their hearts. Break up that fallow ground, Lord. Make them vessels of honor. Be pleasing in your sight. Praise your wonderful name. Name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God. Oh, come on, saints of God, pray. Come on, saints of God, lay hold to the promises of God that are yea and amen to them that believe. Don't let the enemy trick you. Don't let him put doubt inside. Amen. Make a vessel of honor. Amen to the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. He wants to do a work in this church. He wants to do a work in these young people. He wants to do a work in every life. It's up to you to say, Lord, here I am. Break me up. Make me. Oh, God, touch my life. Sweet Lamb of God. Oh, sweet Jesus, I pray. Oh, God. Praise your wonderful name, Holy Spirit. Great Lord God. Great Lord God. Praise God. Oh, yes. Won't you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, take my life. Yes, Lord, make me. Make me a soldier. Make me a glorify your name. Do a work, oh God. Fill them with the holy power, that anointing of the Spirit.
Praise. I want a servant's heart. I will gladly bear the markings of one.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I will. Yes, I will surrender. Yes, I will give everything to you. Yes, Lord, take me. Take me up in your great arms, Lord. Turn me over. Make me anew. Oh, God.
Oh, bless you.